Sixth day.
Hail holy Joseph, hail, comrade of angels, hail. Shield thou the hearts that faint, and guide the steps that fail. Hail holy Joseph, hail, God's choice worth thou.
Remember, O most chaste spouse of the Virgin Mary, O my lovable protector, Saint Joseph, that no one who has ever asked for your help or sought your protection been left unaided. Full of confidence in your powerful intercession, I hasten to you with all the fervor of my soul. Do not reject my prayer, O Father of the Redeemer, but in your goodness deign to receive it. Amen.
It is nighttime in Bethlehem. Joseph is sleeping quietly after having accomplished his tasks. A shaft of moonlight slips through a window that has been left ajar. In his sleep, Joseph seems to smile at what appears to be a vision or perhaps a dream. But the smile suddenly changes into an expression of dread, and Joseph wakes up with a start. He sits up in his bed, rubs his eyes, and looks around him. He slips into his white tunic and laces his sandals. He lights a small oil lamp, walks to the door, and knocks gently. Although not a word is spoken, he understands that he may enter. Mary's awake, kneeling by the cradle and praying and watching Jesus, who sleeps quietly.
You're not sleeping? Why, is Jesus not well?
No, he's fine. I'm praying. But I'll sleep later. What did you want, Joseph?
We must leave immediately. I mean immediately. Pack as much as you can, the chest and a bag with everything you can put in it. I'll prepare the rest. Bring as many things as possible. We will flee at dawn. I would go even sooner, but I must speak to the owner of the house.
But why this flight?
I'll explain later. It is for Jesus. An angel told me, take this child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Don't waste any time, Mary.
As soon as she hears about an angel, Jesus, and a flight, Mary understands that her child is in danger. She jumps up and begins to walk quickly and quietly. She packs a few clothes in the chest, and from time to time, as she passes the cradle, she looks at the sleeping baby.
Do you need any help?
No, everything's fine. Thank you. Should I bring the woolen blankets?
Bring as much as possible. We'll leave the rest. We will be away for a very long time, Mary. We will have to travel a long and difficult road through the mountains and through the desert. Wrap Jesus up well. The nights will be very cold. I'll bring the gifts of the Magi. They will be useful to us where we're going. I will spend everything I have to get two more donkeys. You, Mary, finish preparing everything.
Mary continues gathering their few belongings. She turns and sees one of Jesus' toys in the corner, a small wooden lamb made by Joseph himself. In tears, she picks it up, pauses and kisses it. Then she adds it to the rest. Now there really is nothing more. Only baby Jesus in his crib. She draws near. Her son opens his eyes, smiles, and reaches out his hands to her.
Yes, my love. Yes, milk. Before the usual time. But But you are always ready for more from your mama, my little lamb of God.
Jesus laughs and plays, kicking his little feet from under the covers. Mary caresses his hair, picks him up, sits down, and dresses him. At the sight of the empty cradle, she weeps. Joseph returns.
Are you and Jesus ready? We can't bring the cradle, but at least we can bring his mattress. The poor little one they're trying to kill.
Joseph!
Yes, Mary, trying to kill him. Herod wants him dead because he's afraid of him, afraid of losing his royal power. He's afraid of this innocent boy. What will he do when he finds out that we have fled? I don't know, but we will be far away by then. I don't think he'll carry his revenge as far as searching for Jesus in Galilee. It would already be too difficult for Herod to discover that we are Galileans and still less from Nazareth than exactly who we are. Don't cry, Mary. Seeing you cry distresses me much more than having to go into exile.
Forgive me, Joseph. I'm not crying for myself, nor for the few possessions I'm leaving behind. I'm crying for you. You have already had to sacrifice so much of yourself. And now you will have neither clients nor a house. What a burden I am to you, Joseph.
Burden? Mary, you're not a burden at all. Rather, you're a comfort to me. Always. Do not think of tomorrow. I will find work. An honest and capable laborer can manage to get by. Anywhere. You saw it here. I could not find the time to do everything.
I know. But who will heal your distress?
And who will heal you of the sorrow you will feel for the loss of your home?
Jesus. By loving and cherishing him, I will keep what I had here.
And I, in loving Jesus, by the same token, I love the land I was hoping to return to in a few months. I love my God. You see, I have lost nothing of what was dear to me. Saving Jesus is enough for us, and then we have everything. Even if we should never see this sky again, this countryside and that of Galilee, we would still have everything because we have him. Come, Mary, daybreak is at hand. It is time for us to leave. Don't worry. Everything will be fine.
Mary rises, wraps her cloak around herself, and lifts the baby delicately into her arms. She covers him with a shawl and clasps him against her heart. She looks at the walls that have sheltered her for months, caresses them, and leaves. Outside, Joseph is carefully placing the chest and the parcels on the pack saddle of the first donkey. The flight begins while Bethlehem is quietly asleep, unaware of the horror that awaits it.
St. Joseph, model for those who pray.
With Joseph, model of those who pray, Lord, we pray to you. Make us discover the words of praise which glorify the only true God, from whom comes all wisdom and holiness. O holy St. Joseph, in spite of all the turmoil in this world, teach us to pray with the heart and make us love these precious moments when we invite God to share our lives. O most vigilant guardian of the Son of God, glorious Saint Joseph, how much you must have persevered, prayed, labored, withstood adversity, and had the faith to serve the Son of the Most High and provide for his support, particularly during the flight into Egypt. But also, how great must your joy have been in having the Son of God always close to you. Grant us by this joy that by keeping our lives centered on the Christ, we may live eternally and devote our lives freely to the service of the Word.
Our Heavenly Father, make yourself known as God. Make your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today the bread we need. Forgive us our wrongs against you, as we have forgiven those who have done wrong against us. Sustain us in our struggle against temptation, and deliver us from evil.
Hail, Queen of Heaven! Hail, Queen of Angels! Hail, fruitful branch! Hail, Gate of Heaven! Through you the light has risen on the world. Rejoice, O glorious Virgin, fairest of all women. Hail, radiant splendor. Intercede with Christ on our behalf. Deign to accept my praise, O Holy Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. God of mercy, grant us your help in our weakness. Grant that as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Mother of God, we may, with the help of her prayer, rise again from our sin. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Joseph, Father of Jesus, most pure spouse of the Virgin Mary, pray each day for us to Jesus himself, the Son of God, so that, strengthened by his grace, we may struggle as we should in life and be crowned by him in death. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I entrust my heart and my soul to you. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me always and in my final struggle. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may my soul depart in peace and be with you always.